chapter number 1. Entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavarta. Text number 8. Saha hi Lord Brahma. Tatra here and there. Gaganatale under the canopy of the sky. Udupati the moon.
Eva
night. Vimana Avalivi in their different elements. Anupatam along the path.
Mara
of the demigods.
By the leaders.
Abhipujyamana.
Being worshipped.
Pati.
On the way, one after another.
Cha.
Also.
Varudasa.
In groups.
Siddha.
By the residents of Siddha Loka.
Gandharva.
By the residents of Gandharva Loka.
Sadhya.
By the residents of Sadhya Loka.
Karana.
By the residents of Charana Loka.
Munikanay.
And by great sages.
Upagyamana.
Being worshipped.
Gandhamadana. Of the planets where the Gandhamadana hill is formed. Droni.
The border.
Avabhasayan.
Illuminating.
Upasasarpa.
He approached.
Let's just read the verse. Sa tatra rogana tale udupati eva vimana valibhi anupatam amara parivide avipujyamana pati cha varudasa siddha kandarva sadhya charana muni gane upayamana gandhamana dhoni avapasayan upasasarpa. We'll go directly to translation if anyone wants to read. Usually, this verse is not very big. Yes, I don't have a meter. Neither the latter. Both are inconceivable, but. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. As Lord Brahma descended on his chariot, the great swan, all the residents of the planet named Siddha Loka, Gandharva Loka, Sadhya Loka, and Charana Loka, as well as great sages and demigods flying in the different airplanes, assembled within the canopy of the sky to receive Lord Brahma and worship him. As they received respects and adoration from the residents of various planets, Lord Brahma appeared just like the full moon surrounded by illuminating stars. Lord Brahma's great swan then arrived at the border of the Gandhamadana hill and approached Prince Priyavarta, who was sitting there. It appears from this description that there is regular interplanetary travel between the planets of the demigods. Another significant point is that there is a planet covered mostly by great mountains, one of which is Gandhamadana hill. Three great personalities, Priyavarta, Narada and Swayambhu Manu, were sitting on this hill. According to Brahma Samhita, each universe is filled with different planetary systems and every system has unique components. For example, on Siddha Loka, all the residents are very advanced in the powers of mystic yoga. They can fly from one planet to another without airplanes or other time machines. Similarly, the residents of Gandharva Loka are expert in music science and those on Sadhya Loka are all great saints. The interplanetary system undoubtedly exists and residents of different planets may go from one to another. On this earth, however, we have not invented any machine that can go directly from one planet to another, although an unsuccessful attempt has been made to go directly to the moon.
Perfection in life is achieved.
It is easy methodology. So then his father came, Swayambhu Manu, and asked him to take over the kingdom and produce progeny. But he was not very much welcomed by that instruction, or he was not interested. At the same time, he doesn't want to reject completely. So he was in a way marginal in terms of whether to do or not, and he was not open to it. So he was continuing his meditation and he was doing his bhakti yoga. So then comes Lord Brahma. So to inspect. But the interesting is, Parikshit Maharaj asked question. So he was already self-realized, he was already enlightened. Why did he get into this household activity and get into this family business, which is the bondage of karma, and it is not a very conducive thing? So Prabhupada asked question, what is wrong with household life? If you see the different ashram varna is there, a household life, what happened? Problem is we bounded by the fruity results, fruity activities. It is a result-oriented network. Like, see, for example, if you want to maintain a family, you need a wife, or you need a family, a home. Then you need a shelter. For that, you need the money. Then you need to work to get the money. And you need to get work, you need some skills. Then once you get work or married and settled, you need to maintain the house, you need to maintain the mortgage, you need to maintain the household things, you need to maintain your wife, then you need to maintain your children, then you need to maintain your in-laws, then you need to maintain your parents, then you need to maintain your bills, work, boss. So it's like network after network. It's like cascading effect. If you do one, it is interlinked with something. Then you need to do. So on top of that, you need to take care of yourself. And then you need to perform bhakti. So it all boils down to your time, energy, your time spent. So one is interested in his own happiness, that is his sense gratification, or in his extended sense gratification about his family, then where is the time of making Krishna happy? So then that is missed out. It is basically taken a back seat. But then interesting is, so he is comparing, okay, those who are interested in materialistic way of life, then there is Krishna consciousness is difficult. And those who are in Krishna consciousness, then materialistic way of life is difficult. Because they both are ill together or cannot go together. Then he is saying how they, so before why he went enter into this family business, then he asked, how did that he could be able to perfect his life in Krishna consciousness at the same time maintaining attachment to his wife and family? This is surprising. So this is astonishing, this is surprising to Maharaj Parikshit, because he is asking, this is something, I have a doubt here. This is something which is unheard of, this is something which is totally can't make sense of it, because he is attached to his wife and family and everything, family life is kingdom. At the same time, he is a perfected, Paramahamsa. How is that possible? Actually, it is possible only in Krishna consciousness. If you see, the great devotees are the great. You see, Saitama Chaitamrita. When Mahaprabhu was going to South India, he went to ask permission to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Prabhupada writes actually. He is a sannyasi by Varnashram. He is the highest in Varna. An ashram, of course, sorry, ashram, not one. He's a sannyasi, but then he is going to ask permission to a grihastha who is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Who Mahaprabhu has nothing to do with, anything to deal with money, woman, or family, anything. But to set an example that he is a great person, Mahaprabhu actually thinks that he is the great personality. He is a great Vaishnava. So we need to get the blessing of a Vaishnava, irrespective of what ashram they are in. And Mahaprabhu went there and asked permission to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya was not happy. But then he said, okay, you meet this person, great person, when you go. His name is Ramananda Raya. And of course, again there, Mahaprabhu is meeting the Ramananda Raya. Ramananda Raya is coming from a Sudra background. And Mahaprabhu is a Brahmana. Then again, Varna, you see, they both are embracing each other. And everyone was bewildered. You know, what is this? What is happening here? He is the governor. He is dealing with all these material things. And he is lower in birth. To just set an example, Mahaprabhu Leela is all about the Vaishnava behavior and the crustwell of Vaishnava's etiquette. How one has to act. That's the purpose of Mahaprabhu visiting. He appeared because just to show how one has to perform bhakti. This bhakti is superior and transcendental to this varnashram of material qualification. And to exhibit that, he showed personally. He is embracing Sarva Bhattacharya, and then this side he is embracing Ramananda Rai, who are considered, you know, the great sinful. Even when Rupa and Sanatan was meeting Mahaprabhu and Ramkeli, they were considered lower in the, they were being outside, they were forcefully converted into Muslims, and they got the name Dabi Kas Malik, and they were serving a person who is eating meat and malecha. What more is needed? You know, he is lower in his caste. They both are rejected by the Brahmana community in terms of, you know, they are associating with the malecha. When Mahaprabhu appeared, they don't want to embrace. They said, "Oh, we are untouchable. We don't want to touch you. We don't want to come in contaminate." Mahaprabhu embraced them. By touching you, I get ecstasy. The Vaishnavas. So this is the surprise of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit is asking, how is it possible that this person is a householder, he is attached to his wife and children and everything. At the same time, he is able to maintain, he is perfected his life in Krishna consciousness or the spiritual. So these are questions. So similarly, we see in the, as you said, the first question, why did Priyavarta Maharaj enter the household? So it's a network of fruitive vessels. And this is considered as an impediment. There are, then, you know, Acharya Swarupa writes actually, there are different kinds of impediment. One cause for himself in the part of devotional service. So if you see one way, that Priyavarta is already perfected, he is a nice Brahmachari, he is trained under Narada Muni, is given the principle, and his Atmaram is satisfied, he doesn't need anything, and there is no need to change. But to set a proper conduct and to set a proper behavior in the devotional service, the Lord uses his devotees to show an example to the people. That is the purpose actually. The devotee is going through trouble, impediments, obstacles, so that there is a lesson taught to a wider community by Mahaprabhu. Even Mahaprabhu actually, when any of the associates have a little bit trace of any contamination, Mahaprabhu will reject them. Just by thinking of the opposite sex, he rejected Chota Rilas. So, if you see, he was him in one term. At the same time, he is so merciful to the new people. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu accepted Jagai Madai. They did all kind of simple activities, right? They were having womanizers and, you know, beating, this, that, everything they did. But they accepted immediately. But then, on the other hand, if you see, the associates of Mahaprabhu, he went to Chota Rilas, went to get some rice, right? What's her name? Madhuri, right? He went to get the rice and he was just having a thought, that's all. And the Mahaprabhu rejected. You were having contaminated, he rejected. So set an example. But then, you know, when Mahaprabhu does things like that, it is external, but internally they achieve the perfection. Mahaprabhu always accepted them. He is the most merciful incarnation. There is no hard and fast rules for chanting, we say, right? But when you're giving to new people, you talk about, okay, chant whenever you want, wherever you want, okay, reads is not there. At least do something. But then we also have 10 offenses and we are striving hard to have attentive chanting. So we see there is a double standard of something, but to consolidate, one should understand, okay, this is given for a certain principle, certain contextual, and what is the lesson behind that, what we can derive. So Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj used to say, any instruction, anything heavy, it is for oneself, not for others. We see good in others and then we introspect ourselves to bring out the bad in ourselves. That is Cheto Dharpana Marjana. Our heart is filled with impurity. When we perform devotional service, it comes to the surface so that we can identify and we rectify and we purify. Not that we do bhakti so that we can identify this impurity on others. That is not the idea of performing bhakti. That we become expert in judgment and finding impurity in others. Because one should, the heavy instructions and whatever, it is for oneself, and whatever glorification, appreciation and finding good quality is for others. That's how we progress in bhakti. If we do opposite, that is material consciousness. Material consciousness means you are being awarded if you find more fault in others. You will be promoted to higher manager post. You will be getting manager, team leader. The more you find fault and bugs in your system or in people, you've been awarded a higher position in the organization. Oh, he's expert, he's finding so much attention to details. Even in the resume application, you should be expert in attention details, you should be working without supervision. What you want to do after 5 years, if you are in an organization, what will be your position after 5 years? What do you want? They expect you to say, oh, you know, I'll be a manager, I'll be this, I'll be that, I'll be in the board. So the more you find fault in others, in the system, in the company, you've been awarded. But then the more you glorify about yourself, the resume is what? Resume is nothing but the self-glorification of a person. I did this, I did that, I can eat 3 times, whatever you can put, I did this certification, that certification, full of certification, full. What is self-glorification? Any spot you can find, it can be someone reveal their heart in the resume, oh, I am a lusty desire, I am a lusty, desire is there. Sometimes comes, I'm greedy, I need more money, put that. Because they don't want to show them as a bad books. They want to present them as good, and then they want to show fine fault. And this is material consciousness. This is what makes you a great person in materialistic life. You get a lot of fame. But in spiritual realm, this doesn't work. You can see the example of a housefly and a bee. So we should understand that we should be careful. So then why a housefly life, if you see, then Priyavrata was requested. So certain example, because if you see, there is two ways as an impediment, as I said. The one is Vaishnava Aparad. That if you want to come into Vaishnava Aparad, then there is Krishna consciousness is eternal. Nitya Siddha is there in your heart. It will not go. That once you serve Krishna, it will not go. You will not, Krishna will not leave you. So it is there, it's going to be there. But advancement in Krishna consciousness will be hampered if one do Vaishnava Aparad. If you do one Vaishnava Aparad, then advancement will be hampered and it will be stopped. But the Krishna prayer within your heart will be there eternally. But then the second one is that the impediments in this case, you can see that there is some desire from the Lord that a particular devotee have to conduct or behave in a certain way. To set an example that, okay, there is some plan by the superiors which we surrender ourselves. We can see in the fourth canto also similar situation, scenario, when Prithu Maharaj was doing a yajna, and Indra was very much insecure about his position. He doesn't want that to happen under Saswami Yajna. So every time he was doing that, the last Yajna, He used to cover up himself as a sannyasi, as a sadhu sometimes, and he comes and, you know,
steals the horse.
So then finally Brahma comes, and then Vishnu also appears. Actually, if you do the 100 yajna, Vishnu appears, but then for Prithu Maharaj, 99, he appeared, Vishnu appeared, Brahma came. Because the purpose of the activity is achieved, not just by the activity. So, reading Bhagavad Gita, in that the purpose of the Vedas, or the purpose of these books, or the purpose is to achieve Krishna consciousness, to get surrender to Krishna. Not just by the reading Vedas or by the activity itself we are enamored. Like if you all want to go to a destination, if you are going in a car or something, the purpose of the car is to get to the destination. Not that you are enamored by the interior of the car, neither the scenario of the road. Oh, very scenic, well, let me stop, let me take diversion, go to the scenic spot. And you get to spend time there and you lost the day and you forgot where to go. Then what is the purpose of getting a car? You defeat the purpose of achieving the destination. So similarly, the activity is there that we understand the spirit behind the activity, that is spirituality. Otherwise it becomes a ritual. We are not interested in karma kanda ritual or fruitive activities. Yeah, do this idea, do that thing, do this thing. What is the point? You will be going back and up and forth, up and down, and then everything is temporary. The demigods is temporary, their powers are temporary, their benedictions are temporary, the person who is listening is also temporary, the body. Whole planet is temporary, everything is temporary, everything is going to finish. Then, you know, less intelligent people who is filled with material desires and want to achieve material desire and everything will surrender to demigod. And Krishna says, I give the faith so that you can steadily worship one person. Even Krishna is given, everything is given by Krishna indirectly. Just to make you know, okay, fine. He is a Paramatma. He is there in your heart. So whatever you desire, he will get you reminded. One may forget, but Krishna says, Mata Smriti Jnana Mapovanam Cha. I am there in your heart. I use the remembrance and knowledge and memory. So Krishna will remind, okay, you wanted to eat, you know, Prabhupada says in lecture. In Mata Smriti Chisapuni Kunti lecture, you say. That Krishna is there in your heart and he has given this body. Rishikesha. Yata Rishikesha Kalyana Devaki. That was Prabhupada explained. Rishikesha means serving the senses. Is meant to serve the Krishna, that is bhakti. The senses and body is given as a gift by Krishna to you. Now you are misusing your gift. I want to eat stool. Oh, Krishna will remind you. You may forget. Next life when you are taking birth, Krishna will take this body of a hog. And here the stool, eat it. Oh, Krishna will remind you. We may forget. No, you said no. Last life you desired. Now here it is. Have enjoyed. So then we tell, and then similarly Krishna reminds, here is the body of Brahma, here is the body of man, you take it, you want it, you enjoy now. So Krishna facilitates, he sanctions the material nature to award a body which we deserve according to our karma, the activity which we perform in this life. We are just creating a subtle body for the next life. So, the activity so that we can see from Prithu Maharaj, he achieved the perfection just by doing 99 yajna. And he understood, okay, this is what meant, and Vishnu appeared. What else you want? So he says, okay, fine, let him keep the post. I'm not interested in the post. Indra was interested in more of the material fame and get that position and prestige and thing. He lost the point of serving or pleasing Vishnu. So one may be want to do something, but more than that, he had set me an example that, okay, fine. What I wanted to do may not be best all the time. Let me surrender to superiors what they wanted. And they have some plan, let me carry it. And this way, one achieves the perfection. So, if he was attached to the ashram, he may not be able to get that. Or, to just to prove the point, irrespective of the ashram, the change of ashram doesn't really mean the change of consciousness. Priyavrata actually become a perfect Paramahamsa irrespective of the ashram. So he was a brahmachari, nicely a brahmachari, but he got into this household life by the orders of Brahma, who is the representative of the Supreme Lord. And Brahma brought all those people, the siddhas and everything, to prove the dharma, to prove the religious activity. You think what you are doing is correct, you are thinking, but here the people, my students, everyone is here, in front of them I am telling you, they know better, they will not oppose me what I am saying, just to show. He got his senior alumni, like a class, you know, one class, you know, junior people are there, you show, this is senior, see all of the senior people. They follow my instruction and they are perfected their life. Similarly, you also, your devotion will not reduce. And attached, so Prabhupada is writing, bhakta, one who is performing bhakti, attaching to the family life, it doesn't go together. It does not happen. A bhakta attaching to the family life or the home does not happen. Because one who performs, so then he is not attached to the family or the wife or children, but he is affectionate or giving care. There is a difference here. If you see, one who performs devotional service, all the good qualities manifest in his heart. A person who is performing devotional service, all the good qualities comes in his heart, manifest in his heart. So, it is a natural for a devotee to be affectionate and taking care of people. So, irrespective of the ashram, you will see all the devotees who are performing devotional service, they are compassionate, they want to take care, they want to be affectionate. Therefore, you don't find rude devotee. That means, you know, something wrong here. So, that is a natural outcome of one who is performing bhakti, irrespective of the ashram. So, if you are performing bhakti well in grahastha ashram, you are affectionate towards your dependents. If you are performing bhakti well in your brahmachari ashram, you are affectionate and caring to your fellow brahmacharis. So if you see, this is natural for any ashram people, because they are performing bhakti, you will see all the good qualities. Not that your good quality is in first place. That is not the right way of performing bhakti, or that is not the outcome of bhakti. In fact, that all byproducts, that you see all the good qualities, all those manifestations and everything, all the ultimate thing is to please Krishna. And this is exhibited in Bhagavad Gita. If you see Arjuna's argument, it is oriented for his own pleasure and he thinks that is good for me. What I wanted to do, it is a good for me. But Krishna is giving all these arguments to counteract. It is not the best. He gives the jnana, gives the knowledge of the body and the soul. He talks about the karmakanda section, that you have to do your duty and get enjoyment in the heavenly planets. Neither, if you don't do, you will die, you will get the heavenly planets. If you get it, you will enjoy here in this planet, the kingdom. So he talks about the karmakanda. Then finally he tells, you fight for my pleasure. This is buddhi yoga or the bhakti yoga, because that one who is, usually jnana means inactive. Because once you know the knowledge, you don't want to take part in the activity. If you have some knowledge, okay, this will become problem, this will create problem, this jnana is there, some knowledge is there, you want to stay away. Then one karma means you want to get that activity, you want to enjoy the result. Now you do the activity, but don't get the result, that is karma and jnana is combined. There is nishkama karma yoga. That you do the activity, but you don't want to enjoys itself. Now that can lead to Brahman realization also, because there could be, I do the activity, but I'm not attached, I'm just, Brahman. But the ultimate is, you do the activity, give the result to Krishna, or you do the activity on behalf of Krishna, that is the ultimate, that is Bhakti Yoga, that is Buddhi Yoga, using your intelligence, your discrimination, and do the activity for the pleasure of Krishna. This is the ultimate. So similarly here, Priyavrata, he is doing the activity, he was attached, he may be thinking, okay, I want to be in this ashram, meaning this is the best, because I'm already self-realized and everything. But the ultimate is, the Lord has certain plan, and he is giving the instruction by the representative, that is Lord Brahma. And he is giving the promise, don't worry, your bhakti will not go away. There is a need, do it. In fact, it will enhance your bhakti more. It will enhance your bhakti more. So that we can see that pleasing Krishna or doing activity for the pleasure of Krishna is the ultimate, and that is, for that one has to surrender his plan. And that is the one is not having ego or not envious, is that the most difficult thing is that you already planned, you already want to do certain thing in a certain day, and last minute someone comes and tells you, no, don't do it. That is a real test of a devotee. A devotee, how surrender is, that he got a certain plan and everything set, and he has to go in a certain way, it has to be, and last minute someone can, don't do it, don't do like that, just cancel like that, do like this. Now there is a test of your false ego, and there is a test of your how attached to your own plan. If you can able to dismantle everything and just do it as per the person, then you are yourself upgrading of being a humble servant of the servant of the servant. And that way you can get Krishna. You get your plan done, but you may not get Krishna. But then when we surrender and let that, okay, fine. Time and again it happens. It's not like a once in a moon or something. We do everyday plan we make. Plan making is going. This is a proper. Material intelligence means plan making. We make a lot of plans. But then time and again these plans are getting smashed and thrashed. Willingly or unwillingly. And sometimes we get succeed. Oh, it happened to my plan. Then what happened now? Pride comes into play. Oh, it all happened because of me. This is called illusion. That certain things will not happen if I'm not present. If you have that consciousness, that is called illusion. I have to be there to that things has to go smooth. If I'm not there, that things won't go smoothly. If you think like that, that is illusion. Because everything happens by the will of the Lord. You can't even move your hand if you got paralysis, even though you desire. This is all picked by the controller. The ultimate controller is Krishna. Krishna is giving the body, Krishna is giving the senses, Krishna is giving the intelligence. The soul is a part of Krishna. Everything is Krishna. But then we have this false ego, we have this illusion, we have this maya. We think I am the controller. I am going to be achieving. So, did I read the purport? Yeah? Thinking. So then, So then, if you see the purport, Prabhupada talks about the interplanetary travel. So, Prabhupada said, even if you want to go to Brahmaloka, yes, you can go. It will take 40,000 years in a Sputnik speed, the light here. Who has that much light? It's difficult to go. Then Prabhupada said, especially this moon landing, moon going to moon. It has been a great debate, and it has been always some kind of thing. And during that time when it was happening, So Prabhupada says, man, there was an article, I think, man's first steps on the moon. So Prabhupada says, this is not first step. Millions of millions like we have gone there. This is not the first step. We have gone there, we have come back. We have gone, we have come back. This is not the first time we have gone millions of millions of times. Moon is heavenly planet. It is one of the planets. We have gone there, we have come. Because according to Bhagavad Gita, this Brahma Bhuvana Loka, this planet from the Brahma to the lowest of the planet, everything is temporary. If you go there, it's a matter of time that you're going to come back. It's a matter of time you're going to come back. So then even if you go, okay, fine, the difference is not that we go to the moon planet that your miseries will go away. Still the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease is going to come. It's not that the lifespan is going to be increased and you will not face any misery. No. You're going to come. Even if you go there, okay, fine, if you're going to moon or whatever planet, you need to come back. How long are you going to be there? There's two questions Prabhupada writes in Easy Journey to Other Planets. How long are you going to spend there? And what is the aim? What you will achieve by going to moon planet? Okay, you go there, you know, you want to go in Apollo or whatever. You go there, land there. You will be in artificial, you will have oxygen thing and everything. It is not a comfortable position. And then you want to come back. You want to invent. What is the game? You go there, you get some rock and stone, millions of dollars you spend. The same rock and sand is here. The Prabhupada one time one story was there. Like this person, no, what is it? This guy was there, he was a yogi. He can walk on the water. 40 years he went to Himalayas, meditation, came back, he is now walking on the water. Prabhupada said, what is the big thing? I give 20 rupees, that boatman will take you to the other side. Why have you spent 40 years? Waste of time. I spent 40 years in Himalaya and then come back and then I walk on the water. Rather than I give 20 rupees to the boatman who is this side, he will take to that side. What is the big thing? So this is what is the game? Going to this planet, to the heavenly planet, okay, you get so much, you get enjoyment. Even, you know, that is basically the modern science. Actually, Prabhupada preferred the Vedic understanding over the modern science. Even according to modern science also, if you see, if you go there, you will be, you feeling, okay, fine, you landed in the moon, you go there. Now they're thinking, okay, we'll have a real estate, we'll build a building and everything. The whole thing is, you know, care. Then Prabhupada actually said, okay, this is more controversy coming. This chapter, in this canto, you will see most of the controversy will come. That we're saying, okay, moon is a heavenly planet. They may not go into moon, but they may go into Rahu, which are different planets which is close to us. And this moon is far than the sun. So millions of miles away, how long it takes? Then there is no age also. And there is not a mechanical means you can go to this planet. This is Prabhupada. Not by mechanical means. Like sun planet is a why people are not going to sun planet. You cannot go because they are bodies need that. Body, certain body to be in the certain planetary system. It's available. Then that body you deserve to get it. Then Prabhupada will say, okay, anyway, if they have gone, like for example, someone had dropped you in the center of an Arabian desert. So someone dropped you there. So when you arrive there, you see and it is everywhere desert and you think, oh, this place is full of desert. But you know there is Europe, there is America, there is beautiful city, there are beautiful buildings, there are so many, these are scenic places are there. But a person is dropped in an Arabian desert, you think, oh, this place is full of desert. So similarly, when we are planning to go to the moon, the rangers are much intelligent than the human being. So they divert that thing to a deserted place. When they land in a deserted place and they come, they see nothing and they think, oh, this place is empty. Prabhupada used to have fun with the Brahmachari Purushottam. He was American. He was having idea of America is landing in the moon and they are making a lot of progress. Prabhupada used to have fun. There are a couple of occasions he said. So one time what happened? Purushottam was there and everyone was, all the devotees were there. Then when someone came and asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, where is Janaki? Janaki Mataji. Prabhupada, where is Janaki? And Prabhupada said, Janaki went to moon. Everyone was laughing except Purushottam Prabhu. So then one other occasion, what happened when Prabhupada was there in London? And Purushottam Prabhu and Yamuna Mataji, they were serving. Yamuna Mataji basically cooking, and Purushottam Prabhu was not happy. He was a little discouraged because Prabhupada was smashing. Prabhupada, 1 year before in London, he talked about that. He told the reporter, that's not possible because by mechanical means you cannot go. You need preparation. If you are traveling, if you are journeying, if you are going in a journey, for example, if you are going for a lesson, if you are going to journey, we do long preparation. We pack our things, we do like this, we want to go there, we need to buy a ticket, we need to get a visa, there is immigration, there is this, there is law, you need to carry only 7 kilo, there is 20 kilo there, you need not carry more than 20 ml of water, liquid, aerosols are not allowed, sharp items, so many these things are there, we prepare ourselves, right? We weigh the thing, we do that. So we do a lot of preparation just for this normal journey. So similarly, you need to prepare, okay, fine, you want to go to a planet, prepare yourself. This is what Krishna is saying, okay, whenever you die thinking of a Deva, you will go to the Deva planet. Pitra, you will go to the Pitra planet. If you think of me, you will come to me. This is the preparation. Krishna consciousness is the preparation. We don't want to be in this material universe. We prepare our consciousness at the time of death, we think of Krishna, we go to Krishna planet. If you think of a demigod, you go to demigod planet. If you think of an ancestor, you go to that. But the ancestor or the demigod or whatever, you will come back again. You will go there, you will be there, and you will come back again. You prepare yourself. You do that certain idea. I want to do this idea, that idea. Then you will go to that planet. So you prepare yourself. By preparation, this is the time of preparation. So we prepare ourselves so that we can choose our destination. So when Prabhupada talked about the reporter and everything, he smashed. He said, these are all, you know, not possible. By mechanical means, we cannot go to heavenly planets. It's just like that. The brother Prabhupada was not happy, and he was wearing beard and everything. Prabhupada was there, and he was wearing the same jacket, orange jacket. And then Yamuna Mataji was there, neatly dressed in a sari, nice, tilak, fresh. The Prabhupada said, Yamuna, you look very beautiful. You have so many saris. Yamuna Mataji had only 2 saris. I had only 2 sari. 1 sari I wear, another sari I wash and iron and keep it. So whenever she goes before Prabhupada, she irons her clothes and everything. Only 2 sari. But the Prabhupada said, it's so fresh. Prabhupada, what are you speaking? No, I have only 2 saris. Then Prabhupada said, no, it is fresh, it is clean. It's a fresh load, it's a clean. Because he's just making a point to Pradyumna Prabhu. Prabhupada, you tell who has beautiful tilak. He was, pulling legs to Prabhu. And then he was not speaking. Then what happened? Time came, she was cooking in the evening, Yamuna Mataji. So Prabhupada used to have a bell to call people, the servant. So she kept in a ghee pot in the fire. And then Prabhupada hit the bell, and then she ran upstairs to meet Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada was discussing about the evening lecture he was supposed to give. And Prabhupada said, okay, you will have prasadam before the lecture or after, or something he was saying. And then she could smell the burning ghee in the flame. And she said, Prabhupada, oh, I left the ghee in the pot in the kitchen. So Prabhupada ran, and she ran into the kitchen, and it was full of black smoke. The whole kitchen was black smoke, and she couldn't be able to see the pot and everything. She called Prajima, Purushottam, Purushottam. Then Purushottam Prabhu came, they went inside, and they got out, and somehow or other they controlled the fire and everything. And the whole sari, everything, face, everything was black suit, full. Yamuna Mataji was black suit, and Purushottam Prabhu, he's also fully the orange sweater he was wearing, all black, full black. And the Prabhupada again hit the bell, and both ran upstairs. And then he said, what happened? Like that, they were explaining. And that time, Janaki Mataji came. And sorry, Malati Mataji came. Malati Mataji went into the kitchen and she saw the whole mess and chaos and everything. She ran into Prabhupada. And then she said, what happened? What happened, Prabhupada? And then Prabhupada said, oh, Purushottam, he just went to the moon. You just see the beautiful bright color suit and everything. Because he just went to the moon, see how he looks like. So, Prabhupada said, what are you, Prabhupada? I'm just a brahmachari. Prabhupada said, oh, brahmachari can also go to the moon. So Prabhupada, and then finally the time came where they were landing. This was all happening because they were planning and everything, and then finally the time came, they were landing the moon. So Prabhupada got a TV and everything, and they want to watch the moon landing. So Prabhupada was there, and then Purushottam Prabhu was excited, you know, he was landing the moon, and finally he was sitting there, and then Prabhupada had switched on the TV, that like they're showing the that. He said, okay, like that Prabhupada, then Prabhupada is taking massage. Dhananjaya Prabhu was doing massage, and then Prabhupada was sitting, and then TV was there, and then he was sitting in the front, and they were showing how they were blowing those and the landing and everything like that. Then Dhananjaya Prabhu was watching the TV and massaging, and he was not doing massage properly. Prabhupada said, come in the front. And then he sat down, and then Prabhupada started massaging him. You can't do this thing, simple massage. No, sorry, sorry, Prabhupada, I'll do. Then again he was doing it. And then he landed, and so Prabhupada, so Purushottam, they landed in the moon. Yes, landed Prabhupada. Okay. And then he was starting massage. And then I said, Purushottam, do you see any trees there? He said, no. Any city? No. Any place and everything? No. So then he landed in the moon. Purushottam Prabhupada. And then that time, Malati Mataji brought some kichari for Prabhupada in the lunch. So Prabhupada received the kichari, and then he said, Malati Mataji, the Malati have done the kichari, she has done much greater than what they have done. She has cooked the kichari and offered to Krishna. This is much, much greater than what their whole thing they have done. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, you joy. So that, you know, for Prabhupada, serving Krishna, even if it is a speck or a small endeavor or small activity, is much greater than traveling to this big planet and going this interplanetary system. What is this? What is this? Is you spend so much of millions of dollars and get a rock stone. So rather, if you offer a fruit, a flower, or water, or a leaf, that will develop and that will save you from the greatest danger. Svalpa alpasya dharmasya prayato mahato bhaya. The greatest fear and the greatest danger is that getting the human body again, or going to this animal species again, or getting this demigod body again, taking birth. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. You come abhuvana loka, you know, you come again and again to this material world. That is the most greatest danger when you have a human form of life. Yeah? That is avoided. That is finished once for all. And you just, no more coming back, you just go to Krishna Loka, be with Krishna. This is the benediction of performing bhakti. And that is a much greater endeavor, much greater compare. There is no comparison, I say. Bhakti is there, bhakti cannot be compared to karma kanda activity. Bhakti cannot be compared to jnana or karma or whatever. Upasana kanda is, you know, Veda, nothing. There is no comparison because bhakti is transcendental. You cannot compare something to material like you are comparing soul to a matter. Spirit cannot be compared to a matter because that is totally different dimension. Similarly, bhakti is totally different. It is not of this material world. It is not from this material world or any of this 14 planetary system. It is directly from Goloka Vrindavan. It is directly coming from Krishna. Bhakti Shakti, bhakti is something is spiritual. So it's nothing can be compared to that. So this moon going interplanetary system, all what is the gain? And we can see that by performing this devotional service, we can able to release or we can able to get liberated within this world, Jivan Mukta. By serving the Krishna, we can be in the spiritual world, create the spiritual world. So that is what this purpose, this session. Thank you very much. So any comments or questions? Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Material question.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Kedinash Klaas. Prabhu, you mentioned, you know, we have our foresee when we make our plan. And
yeah.
Then it's the plan of the Lord. And sometimes we have to go from our plan to that plan.
Yes.
Can you give us some more light on how we can make that transition?
Yeah, we have the plan, but the plan has to be get blessing from the senior Vaishnavas. I have done this so many things, but it will not get succeed. Yes, we have our independent thoughtfulness and we want to take intelligence. Intelligence function is to make plans or to doubt, to, you know, to plan for the future and everything. That is natural. We want to make plan for Krishna. Prabhupada says, my problem is I always think big. Prabhupada plans. Isn't it? He was going for inspection for the 100-story building, something like, you know, like he was having visa only for 3 months. But his plans are big. He was sitting in the park and everything, and one person was saying, he was thinking Prabhupada is morose and everything. He said, no, I have a lot of devotees, I have a lot of money, books, everything. It's just the time is separating me, that's all. You know, Prabhupada had plans and everything. Similarly, our plans that we want to serve Krishna, everyone wants to serve Krishna. There is no doubt. Yesterday I was asking to one of the Matajis, you have this decoration and everything. Who decide? Do you get conflict? Because everyone wants to serve Krishna, right? Everyone wants to serve Krishna. There is no doubt about it. Even in the spiritual world, there are competition, there are fight going on. I want to serve like this, he wants to serve like this, I want, there is a mood, there is, you know, rasa is there. So I was asking Matajis, you know, do you have conflict? Sometimes you get a disagreement that I want to do like this, and they said, no. We have only one leader, and just gives the idea, and then we do. But they discuss, okay, fine, this is better. So, even sometimes what happened, I used to manage Crossways before, and there used to be, we get volunteers every day, new people, just brand new, straight out of the street, they come and serve Krishna. But then, when they are serving in devotional service, they want to give best. Sometimes, you know, we want to take, okay, fine, but then one time what happened, I was managing Crossways and one person was there and he was really into it, you know, serving and everything, and he was telling, you know, this, and he told me, you know, can you get me this, can you get me that, can you, this is food is finishing, what is this happening, you know, like that. He was hating on me. Now, if you think, oh, he's just a new guy, he's telling me what I should do, I'm a manager, I'm managing for years here, you just a newbie, you come here and telling me what I have to do. And you know better than me. If I put my false ego in that picture, then where is the loss? Loss is for Krishna. The point is, the service has to go, everything has to go nicely. Whoever, so the Chanakya Pandit says, if the gold is there in a filthy place, you accept it. If a girl is from the lower class, take it. Like, you know, he says. So similarly, when we understand, okay, this person I want to serve, another person also serve, okay, let me take humble position and let you tell how we want to do this. And if it is genuinely okay, fine, no, this way is not that, this way, then you discuss, you tell, okay, fine. Not that you cut them and I will continue. Then what happened? That time it's good, your plan is good, you got success, but not every time it's going to work out the same. It's not going to be the same. So better we go through the channel, we have a system, of course, it's an organized religion. And one of the great debate here, you know, some religion, if it is organized, then there is a hierarchy, there is a management, there is superiors, and there is always people, you know, who want to tell what we have to do. Sometimes it's really, you know, disturbed. But we see, okay, fine, we take this, we discuss. If it is good, let us take it. So, when we have, well, personally, if I have plans to do something, I always have many plans. I have one plan won't work. Plan A, plan B. In corporate also, they have risk assessment and this, that, and what if that goes wrong, this. So you work out your maths, you work out your homework, you do everything, research, and then you present, and then you back up with your additional thing. Okay, why I have to do this? Why I can't do this? So you present that. Still, people not be happy. They say, okay, drop it. Then just move on to other thing. That's it. Then make plan. Then come up with a new. It is tough because you have put a lot of energy, spend time in, you know, creating all this, you work out all these things, and then finally, no, you're not allowed to do. So Krishna teaching, okay, fine. Then you just continue. You pray to Krishna and you work hard. That's it. Is it okay?
Jai.